Democrats know they're holding a losing hand.
Senate Democrats are under no illusion that we face difficult odds.
With one pair of holdouts in their own party, resisting calls to flip Senate procedure and pass voting rights law that would allow early voting, vote by mail in every state, and make Election Day a national holiday. It also faces a wall of Republican opposition.
This is about one party wanting the power to unilaterally rewrite the rule book of American elections.
Democratic activists in Michigan are taking matters into their own hands.
They're not securing the vote. They're suppressing the vote.
Reverend Charles Williams is going door to door. He's not leading a petition drive.
I say hell no.
He's trying to stop one.
Hell no.
Michigan Republicans are gathering nearly 350,000 signatures to tighten state voter ID requirements. If enough people sign, Williams expects the state's Republican legislature will pass it into law.
Sounds like you're not waiting on Washington to come in with a solution.
We understand that nobody's coming to save us but us.
The bills in Congress would make it more difficult for states to tighten voter ID. But Michigan Republican Lisa McClain said voters tell her that tighter restrictions, even some that could make it harder to vote, are necessary.
One of the top things that they talk to me about is, what are you doing? What are you doing to ensure that our elections are fair?
They stop you on the street about that.
Absolutely, sir. Absolutely.